Rusty Quill presents.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Oh, ow. Oh, God. My head. Am I dying? I feel like I'm dying. How much did I drink last night? No idea. I just know that it was entirely too much. Well, to be fair, any amount of Malibu is too much. Bella, girl, please. Shh, not so loud. I know, you must be crossing your legs. I must have overslept. Come on. Where's your leash? Where is it? Ow. Too loud. Where the hell is that thing? Here it is. Okay. Let's go, girl. Come on. What the? How the hell is it still dark outside? It was like, what, 3 a.m. when I wandered upstairs and passed out? What time is it now? According to my phone, it's 3:16? But that would mean I was only asleep for, what, like 15 minutes? That doesn't make any sense. This headache isn't one of those drank a lot tonight, feeling a little woozy headaches. This is a full-fledged, you made a mistake last night, what's wrong with you next morning pounding headaches. It can't still be 3 a.m. It can't be. Okay, Bella, I'm sorry. I know this weird time shit doesn't matter in the slightest to you. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Okay, girl. Make it fast, please. Do you all hear that? There's nothing out here. It's so quiet. Usually there are at least some crickets or some owls or something. That's really, really strange. All right, Bella. Come on. Time to go in. Let's go. Ow. Door loud. Ugh, this sucks. Why did I do that to myself? I always get so excited at the idea of drinking and then regret it immensely the next day. I'm never drinking again. Deja vu. I've definitely said that once or 100 times. I'm gonna find an aspirin, chug some water, and try and get some more sleep. I'll check in with all of you later. All one of you? Maybe two of you? It doesn't even matter. Good night. Ow. I know, girl, I know. I'm getting you your breakfast now. Relax. Quick update, everyone. I feel much better. The aspirin, water, and sleep combo definitely seemed to do the trick. Damn, was it supposed to storm today or something? It's like pitch black outside. Silence. There's nothing out here. No cars driving. No noise, and all of the houses on the street. Not a single one of them has any lights on. What time is it? My alarm didn't even go off. I woke up to Bella crying over her food. No. No, that can't be right. There's no fucking way. The clock says that it's 3:16. Still. And it's the same everywhere. My phone, the clock, the microwave. 3:16. I just slept off the worst hangover that I've ever had, and according to every single thing in this house that can tell time, not a single minute has passed. What can I do? Who can I call? My mom is definitely sleeping now. I don't want to scare her with my name popping up on her phone at 3 a.m. She'll think I'm dying or something. Am I dying? Is this fucking hell or something? Purgatory? The cop. The cop, he gave me his card to call him if I ever needed someone to talk to. I'd say right now is a good fucking time. Nothing. I'm getting nothing. No dial tone. Actually, I don't even hear the buttons dialing. I'll try one more time. It says I have service, so... Come on. God damn it, come on! Okay. One more time. Fuck! How is this happening? What is even happening? I need to find someone. Anyone. Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Still no lights. How does nobody hear me? There's no way that Jim is sleeping. That fucker has to be nocturnal or something. Jim? Jim, open the door! Stacy! Hello? Is anybody here? What the fuck is happening? Why is it so fucking quiet? This isn't right. okay, all right. You got me here. Alone. So tell me, what do you want? I'm waiting. What the hell was that? Hello? Who's there? Why is the TV on? What do you want? Tell me!
Oh, Nate.
What the?
One more thing. Keep reading.
Why? That was Jim. That was exactly what he said before he closed the door. That's what you want? That's it? Fine. Whatever the fuck you want. Not like it'll make any sort of difference. Keep reading. Right. Makes so much sense. Reading these stupid fucking letters will fix everything. It's so obvious. I'm just gonna grab a few of them. God, I hate coming down here. Okay, here you go, whatever you are. I got your fucking letters. This first one is addressed 48 Evergreen Drive. All right. Here you go. I don't even know how to begin saying this. So I'm just gonna say it. There's something in the water. All water. Yeah, I know. I know. None of this makes any sense. Let me try to explain. You know how you can be walking alone? Maybe just down the street or something, and you'll have that feeling? Like someone is looking at you? Watching you? That's how I feel every time I'm near water. It's irrational, I know. I sound like a freaking crazy person. I can't even take a bath or wash my fucking hands without having my fight or flight senses start to kick in. It all started about a month ago. There was this huge storm that knocked a few of the power lines down on my street. It was the middle of the night when we lost all power. My wife has this weird thing with the dark. She just can't handle it. So I grabbed one of the flashlights and went into the backyard to make my way to the shed to grab our old generator. I was pretty sure it was busted, but my wife insisted that I go back there and grab it just in case. Not that I blame her for any of this. It's not her fault. When I was walking through the trees in the pouring rain, I heard something. I'm not even sure how I heard it. It was pouring so hard, but it almost sounded like footsteps splashing in the rain. But I had the flashlight and could see everything. It was just me out there. I walked over towards where I thought the noise was coming from, and the only thing that was there was a large, murky puddle. I knelt down onto the ground and held the flashlight close to the water to see if I could find whatever it is that could be causing the noise. Then I saw it. As I was staring into the puddle, I saw a pair of glowing yellow eyes staring back at me. I jumped back in horror and landed in a large patch of mud. I got up as fast as I could and booked it back into the house. My wife was furious at me for not grabbing the generator before heading back in, but I just told her that it was broken and there was no point bringing it in. There's no way I could tell her the actual reason I left it. She wouldn't understand. I don't even fucking understand. I just needed to tell someone this. It's getting harder to make excuses to my wife about why I can't shower with her anymore. Please, help me.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.